Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and this is part two of our episode with Mark Dillon. Mark Dillon is in the North Carolina Tennis Hall of Fame. He's the president of USTA North Carolina, and he played college tennis at North Carolina State. All of his children have played tennis at a very high level, and in 2019, his family won the Tennis Family of the Year Award from North Carolina. If you'd like to hear a little bit about his incredible background and advice for tennis players and parents of tennis players, please check out part one. In this episode, he gives more advice for both juniors and adult rec players and tells us all the shot we should all be practicing. So here it is.
And now I've got a question for you guys. All right, I'm gonna give you a little quiz here. So, Carolyn, what is the only shot in tennis where you can win the point without your opponent even touching the ball?
Aaron just told me it's the serve. So I agree with Aaron, it's the serve.
Correct. So that's the only shot, you know, where you can win the point outright without your opponent hitting the ball. Now, Aaron, absent having a ball machine, what's the only stroke in tennis you can really practice by yourself?
It's still the serve.
Correct. Very good. Very good. Go out and practice your serve. Make your first serve a weapon, not a point starter. Okay? And make your second serve dependable. It's the only shot you can practice by yourself. So really, you ought to change the name of your podcast to First Serve instead of Second Serve, maybe. But, you know, just do that.
I know we're talking about, that was advice for junior tennis, but this all applies to adult rec tennis too, because we definitely don't ace people and we don't really work on our serve either, Carolyn. We need to do that more often.
Yes, I totally agree to that. That's really, I mean, important, something that we could all do and that's easy and anyone can go out on a court with a, you know, a bunch of balls and practice that by ourselves. We don't even need someone out there with us. That's such a good point.
And when you do go out to practice, don't just step up to the line and just, you know, whack serve after serve after serve. Step up to the line, bounce the ball, pretend like you're in a real match situation. Pretend like you're down 6-5 in the third set and it's 15-40 and you have to get that first serve in.
So when I met Mark and I learned about his tennis background, I immediately asked him what you should do with bad line calls. So Mark, can you share with our listeners what you told me to do?
Sure. You know, first, we all know that everybody makes mistakes. So sometimes you're going to get bad line calls, but it's just a mistake. We all do it. But if you play somebody that might have a reputation or repeatedly does it, I think a lot of people make the mistake of saying, "Are you sure?" You know, and I just hate hearing, "Are you sure?" But, you know, just politely ask them, you know, just say, Let them know that you understand that it's their call. You might want to say, you know, I know it's your call, but you may have made a mistake.
Mark, can you please tell us about your role as the president of USTA North Carolina?
Sure, I'd be happy to. First, I will tell you, I am president, but I don't feel very presidential. You know, all of the volunteers in this state want to develop and grow tennis, and we're all together and we're all one in this effort. But the bylaws state that we do have to have a president, so they asked me to do that, so I volunteered. But the first thing we need to do as president is appoint committee chairs to our 25 committees that we have. And they range anywhere from, you know, special needs tennis to diversity and inclusion, junior competition, adult league, of course, wheelchair tennis, you name it, we've covered it in this state. Second, you know, we need to officiate the board meetings and the management committee meetings that we have throughout the year. So I do that. And then we have to represent North Carolina at the Southern tennis meetings and maybe a USTA meeting along the line as well. And then finally, this is the most fun. I get to be an ambassador for the sport and travel around to a lot of fun events. And you know, 2 weeks ago, I was able to hand out the prizes at the award ceremony, and it's just fun when I presented, you know, 12-year-old Avery, who had gone through 230 chemotherapy treatments. And all she wants to do is play tennis. Her mother set up a net in their driveway, and she started playing tennis with her during all these treatments when she was sick. And sometimes all she has the energy to do is play for 5 minutes a day. And I got to hand her that trophy, and it was just very gratifying. That's the fun things I get to do as role of president. You know, tennis is the sport. Tennis is our goal, but people are the way to get there and achieve that goal. And that's what's fun about being president.
That's fantastic. Can you also tell us your most memorable moment on the court?
You know, I've got a lot of those. Most of them are my losses. But I do have one win that was a lot of fun. I told you that my brother and I played together at North Carolina State. And when I was a freshman, he was a senior. And on the final day of the tournament, I won my singles match, and then not 20 minutes later, my brother won his to clinch the ACC championship for our team. And I will never forget my mother and father up on top of the hill, and she had tears coming down her cheeks. You know, she was in just tears of joy, and I'll never forget that day.
That's such a great story.
So just before we started the interview, we were setting up, and Mark got a phone call from his son, and he had some fun information that we asked Mark to share with our audience. So can you tell us that story?
Yes, my youngest son called, and his teammate his freshman year was a guy named Rinki Hijikata, who got a wild card into the U.S. Open, and he just found out that he plays Nadal on Arthur Ashe Stadium in his first round match. So that's going to be fun to watch.
We can't thank Mark enough for being on the podcast. He has definitely made us want to practice our serves. Also, it was really cool to see Mark's son's former teammate play Nadal on Arthur Ashe Stadium. If you'd like to see a picture of Mark, please go to our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. We hope the resources section of our website will be helpful for adult players. Also, stay tuned for the tip of the week from Michelle from Tennis Warehouse. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.
Hey guys, it's Michelle with Tennis Warehouse, and here's your tip of the week. But first, make sure you use the discount code SECONDSERVE for $20 off clearance items when you spend $100 or more at tenniswarehouse.com. Let's talk about some of the newest trends in rackets that we're seeing. The biggest thing would have to be feel. All the brands are working on finding new materials and technologies for better feel and comfort. So no more arm issues. We're also seeing more flexibility in the throat of rackets, and sometimes that is counterbalanced with a firmer tip. We also are seeing some vintage and retro cosmetics, as well as re-releases in the market, which is fun. We love that vintage play. And then it's good to know that a lot of the brands avoid making too many big changes as they evolve their line of rackets because they don't want to change a good thing. That's your T-Dub tip of the week. For more tips, visit us at tenniswarehouse.com.